Now, when you think of all of the stories in the Word that you all know, what is the very first story that has a husband and a wife in it? A married couple, a man and a woman, a male and female. Think of all the stories you know. Which is the very first one with a married couple? Think for a moment. Yes?
The Lord and
Joseph is later on, and that's a good one. But even before Joseph, do you remember in the very beginning in Genesis? Yes. Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve. Do you remember the story of Adam and Eve and the creation of the human race? Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Now, yes, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you remember what day of creation talks about the creation of the human race and the creation of male and female? Does anyone remember what day? That's a harder question, isn't it? Think about that. What day did that occur on? How many days of creation were there total? Seven. Do you remember that? So what day? We're going to read the story of the creation of the human race and listen for how the Lord created humans, male and female, from the very beginning. And then listen at the very end of the reading from Genesis 1. We'll see exactly which day this happened on. Are you ready? This is from Genesis, chapter 1, verse 27 through 31. And God said, "Let the land bring forth the living soul after its kind, the beast and the creeping thing and the wild animal of the land after its kind. And it was so. And God made the wild animal of the land after its kind, and the beast after its kind, and every creeping thing on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God created the man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue her, and dominate over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over every living thing that creeps on the earth.' And God said, 'Behold, I give to you every herb seeding seed, which is on the faces of all the earth, and every tree in which is truth, in which is fruit, the tree seeding seed. To you it shall be for food. And every wild animal of the earth, and every fowl of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth wherein is a living soul, every green herb for food.' And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning on the sixth day." On the sixth day. So this is the day that the Lord created the human race, created the male and female so that they could get married and have a family and fill the earth and be useful. And the Lord blessed them with everything in his creation, didn't he? He gave Adam and Eve everything in creation to bless them, to make them happy because they were being useful and multiplying and filling the earth. And this was true from the very beginning. This is the very first chapter in the Word, Genesis chapter 1, that we get this story about the creation of the human race. One of the very first things the Lord teaches us. Now, did you know in the next chapter, the Lord teaches us even more about marriage? He gives us a parable about the creation of woman, about the creation of Eve, the first female. Would you like to read about that? And Yahuwah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh in its place. And the rib which Yahuwah God had taken from the man, he built into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, "She at this time is bone from my bones and flesh from my flesh. And for this she shall be called a wife, for she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife. And they shall be called one flesh." They shall be one flesh. So isn't that interesting? First, we learn how the Lord makes male and female. And then we learn how the Lord brings them back together again as husband and wife into one flesh. Now, do you want to hear something very special about how married couples appear in heaven? Maybe some of you know this already. But do you know what a married couple looks like from a distance? In heaven, if you would see them maybe way in the back of the church, they would look like one person. And then as you get closer, you realize it's actually two people. It's because two shall be one flesh when they're married. The two people in a marriage, husband and wife, know each other's thoughts so well, know each other's loves so well, and work together so well to be useful that they appear as one person from a distance. One flesh, it says in chapter 2 of Genesis. Now the Lord teaches us how we can have a marriage too in heaven to eternity. And he says we need to pray for him, pray to him for this, and that we need to follow his word. And if we do that, the Lord will give us a married partner in heaven that we'll be with forever, to eternity, where we can be fruitful and multiply every day, forever. So when we think about this story in the very beginning of the word, some of the very first things the Lord teaches us, the very first thing he teaches us about people, it's that he created us male and female from the beginning so that we could leave father and mother and cleave to a wife and be fruitful and multiply. And this was the Lord's plan from the very beginning, and it's the Lord's plan today and for eternity. Amen.